game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It is February 10th, 2017. Fumbled through the date there. Slims, so much has happened in basketball the past couple days. It's been action packed.
Yeah. A little bit of good, the bad, and Charles Barkley. Or not Barkley. Oh, I almost worked. Oakley. That's the first thing, right?
Would it be more or less surprising to see that happen to Charles Barkley 5 years ago?
Yeah, it probably did.
It's a good point. If somehow you've missed it some way, but on the ESPN game a couple nights ago, the Knicks are hosting the Clippers. Charles Oakley gets into a shoving match with people telling him he needs to leave. I just pulled up an article that just came out this afternoon, but apparently he said he wasn't talking anything about Dolan, and then people tried to kick him out, and he got mad. Someone ordered him to leave. That's what he says, but then the Knicks say that he's a liar. It's a pretty funny he said, she said. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be getting a front office job anytime soon.
At least not with the Knicks. Do the Knicks really have... Maybe with the Pistons. He'll get a job with the Pistons.
Okay, sure. I mean, he fit right in Sacramento.
Ooh, that's a good one. Man, that's a real functional front office.
He could help. They need more pushing and shoving.
You bring in Phil Jackson. You got Charles Oakley in the front office. You bring who's a coach that got in fights? You bring Bobby Knight in as the new coach. Oh, yeah. But crazy stuff. Yeah, they had to take him out, arresting him. He's in jail.
That's going a little far.
Went to a Knicks game, had to go to jail. I don't know if he... for what.
We got, like, drunken disorderly?
I don't know. A release from a New York police station. I mean, he maybe wasn't in a jail cell, but was at the police station.
Yeah. I was watching some of this game, and they weren't real sure what was going on.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone really knows what happened.
I don't know. Apparently, Oakley's been really vocal about not liking the team, and he's saying that people just ordered him out.
Like, not liking the team or the franchise?
I don't know. This is pretty hilarious. And then I saw some cell phone videos. I mean, he got a little smacky with people telling him to leave. He did start getting physical.
He's a big man to be pushing people around.
Yeah. So that was crazy. Oh, awful injury. Slim, I feel like... this is anecdotal, of course, but I feel like we've had more injuries between our two midweek shows than ever happened on the weekend.
Okay. You mean this one in particular or just in general?
Just in general. I feel like our, you know, Thursday, Friday, whatever day we put out our second one, has a lot more injuries from just those couple midweek days than happened all weekend.
I can't explain it. People, they go out and party on the weekends, and somehow they stay safe. Okay, sure.
Yeah, and then they come back and have a real bad case of the Mondays.
Yeah, I guess. this is a bad one, though.
I know. We shouldn't be making jokes. So on today's show, we're going to recap the big injuries that happened the past couple days, a couple signings. And actually, Slim, we're going to have Rudy on the show today. Rudy Gamble, I always thought it was Wonder Kid for like a while.
I'm pretty sure it's Wunder.
Wunder, oh, that's true. You do the V. Wunderkind. Is that how, you have to say the N at the end, right?
Yeah, it didn't sound angry enough though. It's like Wunderkind.
Ah, Rudy, our Wunderkind with DOS numbers and our tools, our brand new tool, the Stocktonator. Rudy's gonna help us talk and learn more about that. The Stocktonator's awesome. Hopefully a bunch of you Razzball Nationers, Razzballers.
Who are you calling you people?
Hopefully a lot of you listeners out there have tried the Stocktonator. It's free. It's a Razzball basketball tool. helps project out games for the next 7 days with projections for each player. It's a really cool tool. If you haven't checked it out yet, basketball.rasball.com, go to the tools in the top menu there, and Rudy's going to talk more about that. Then we're going to preview tonight's games with, of course, our 30-point challenge picks, and then wrap up the week at the movies. So, Slim, are you ready for the very sad, awful news that just came out yesterday afternoon?
Yeah, all right. I got my box of tissues next to me. I'll soak it in.
I kind of feared this when I heard about it. I didn't watch video on it. I hate watching injury videos. It makes me sick. But, yeah, so Jabari Parker went down with a tough-looking knee buckling. It's the same knee he had the ACL on the first time. Things weren't good. Had to get helped off the court, and it turns out he indeed re-tore the same ACL.
The same? Ugh, rough.
Yeah, so his second ACL surgery in maybe like 2 years or so is the timeline. I don't know, but it's no bueno. This is not good.
No, I guess we're looking at the same kind of thing that happened last time.
Yeah, hopefully he'll be back for the start of next season, or at least, you know, ease his way in the first month or two. Man, he was
at some point, it's going to sap his athleticism. He just can't keep doing this and expect to come back the same.
Yeah, he was having such a breakout year, 20 points a game. The assists went up from 1.7 to 2.8, rebounding up a little bit, making threes now. I mean, maybe they would have gone down a little bit with Middleton back, but.
No, the Milwaukee fan, they were so excited to have Middleton back and.
I know, the same game! The same game within like an hour real time between getting Chris Middleton finally back for their season debut, they lose Jabari Parker.
Yeah, it's rough. I guess we'll see more Giannis at the four, maybe?
Yeah, possibly, and they go a little smaller.
They're not playing Henson at the four, so you can just ignore that.
No. Well, they'll play.
It's not going to happen.
They want Monroe off the bench. Start Henson, Giannis at the four, and go Middleton and Snell at the wings.
Okay. Doesn't change too much, I guess. Just makes Giannis do a lot more.
Which he can do.
How many shots is he going to take per game?
Yeah, it should be good. So, yeah, we mentioned at least with all this injury stuff, we can talk about Chris Middleton coming back. I mean, he was okay. He had 5 points. He just looked good. I put in the daily notes a gif of a block and a nice pass, and he just looked good.
Okay, it's going to take some time.
Yeah, 15 minutes in this debut. He's going to be minutes limit 15 to 20 until the All-Star break. But the All-Star break's only a week and a couple days away now, so.
If you were hoping he would, you know, save your season by bringing you into the playoffs, that's not going to happen. Your best bet is if you're an already a playoff team and you were holding on. But if you need to get into the playoffs and you're struggling, it's not going to help.
So in Chris Middleton's profile picture on Yahoo, he's like scowling, but it doesn't look like mad enough. He kind of looks constipated.
You know, it happens. Oh, I see. Okay. Oh, okay.
All that travel the Duchess has to do. You know, with
they got to fit into some tight outfits too.
The colonies, I know. All right, more injuries. Evan Turner broke his hand. Will be out for 4 to 6 weeks. That's pretty much an assumed timeline nowadays with broken hands. Looks like Harkless started last night. We're obviously recorded before that game happened. It's hard to answer. Kind of want to see what Harkless does, but you pick him back up in 12ers.
You know, if he gets his 30 minutes again, you might as well. It's pretty nice. It's that 1-1-1 type.
I know. I was never that big on him, and then he fell out of the rotation. He got injured. Maybe he's healthy again now that he's worked his way back.
You know, he missed the two games, and it still hasn't really, you know, gotten the minutes ramped back up. The stats are okay, I guess. If the minutes were there, they'd probably still be there. So, yeah, I guess it's there's something to it.
Any extra Thragnoff love for Krabby?
I mean, he hasn't been as good.
Yeah, he's off a low game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the perils of the Thragunov.
Yeah.
Your shots fall sometimes. Sometimes you're Korver, sometimes you're Krabby.
Yeah, I know. Korver had that ultimate Thragunov game with 8 threes and 29 points out of nowhere.
Yeah, and probably nothing else. Oh, he turned the ball over once.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a rough one there. If you have an IL spot, sure. If you don't, there's no reason to stash Evan Turner.
Yeah, I doubt he comes back to his starting job and starting minutes, so... I mean, it might happen eventually, but, you know, what, 4 to 6 weeks? We're already in the playoffs by now.
Yeah.
There's no point.
Yeah.
I just dropped him. I had an open IL slot, and I just dropped him. I don't care.
Yeah.
He ain't going to save a 12-team league.
I still have Rudy Gay in an IL spot just because I have an IL spot, and I haven't needed it for anything else.
Okay.
I mean, I could just draw. It doesn't really matter.
No, it really doesn't.
I just put him. One of my RCLs. I lost him in Gasol. Charlie.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm getting spanked in our RCL.
Yeah, this is the guy that's, where is he in the...
He's number one.
Yep.
Pretty sure he's number one. Big Baby's love child. It's number one.
8-0 already? Oh, man.
I mean, a lot of cats are close still. It's just, he's steamrolling me 8-0 and killing the percents, too. It's so annoying.
Oh, look at that. Team Seth Curry. All right.
Nah, well, he just lost Curry.
That's the wrong Curry, isn't it?
Wait.
Oh, it's a good team.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Zubac.
Yeah, I know. He got Zubac. I mean, Zubac's up and down. But he can afford to stash and just roll to the playoffs, hopefully. Manimal got a cankle or a hoof.
Yeah.
He's got a swollen hoof.
Okay, is this sound bad? I don't know.
Well, apparently he left in a boot and crutches, which is like, do you really need both? But
I mean, I guess that depends on how good of a balance you have, I guess. I mean, if you're like a real good, then no, you probably don't need it. But I mean, most of us are human. I would probably want the crutches.
With Gallinari still out, and he'll probably be out till the All-Star break. Will Barton got like 38 minutes in the last game, had another good game. I mean, he's pretty much must own right now, right?
Sure. There's not a whole lot else for them to go. Wilson's getting as many minutes as he can handle.
Yeah.
They're kind of out of options.
What happened to Wancho? Why isn't Wancho playing more?
15 minutes, and he's putting up his stats, you know. What do we have? 6-6, 7-9 with a steal and a block, 5-7, just not enough minutes.
Yeah. He could really, if they gave him a chance, he could be okay.
Yeah, no, our 36s are looking just fine.
Yeah.
So aggressive. Love it.
So this is lower tier, especially for redraft leagues, because he's probably not owned anywhere, but do you see that Dragan Bender has to have ankle surgery?
He's so young. I can't imagine this. If I had him in a dynasty, this wouldn't affect me.
Yeah, but it's a 7'3" dude having an ankle surgery. Sure. Oh, it's just to remove a bone spur. Oh, that's not a big deal. Okay.
Well, it's the most important thing. He's going to lose a lot of this this time of you know, give the youngsters minutes. He's going to lose a lot of that.
Yeah.
So maybe it slows down the progression a little bit. I mean, Chris has kind of lapped him already.
Yeah. What a good pick, Marquise Chris.
Yeah, that's the one they traded for.
Yeah, yeah.
Sacramento, I think.
I don't remember. Someone made a dumb decision. speaking of Sacramento and dumb decisions, Ty Lawson... they give him a ton of minutes, and he pulls his hammy last night. Apparently did not, or it was 2 nights ago. Didn't look good. He's getting an MRI. He was, they were doing another combos guard set, starting him with Collison that last game against Boston, but leaves after 14 minutes, might be out a little bit while, and man, did Collison look good.
Yeah, I mean, he's okay when he gets his minutes. We're talking about against Boston.
Yeah. It's a good, okay. It's a tough matchup. 26 points. 26 points, a rebound, 5 assists, 4 steals. That's good. I know
Isaiah Thomas.
I don't know why Isaiah didn't show up for the revenge game. He still had a good game. The rest of the Celtics just didn't show up.
I don't even remember. I'm talking years ago now.
I know. This is.
Collison should be owned, sure.
I think
it was annoying that, you know, whenever Lawson would have a decent run, Collison would get benched, but yeah, without Lawson out there, sure, why not?
Do you think Matt Barnes is addable in 12ers?
It's up and down. The scoring especially is just not there.
It's been pretty consistent lately, especially the rebounds.
That's not lately. I mean, no, the minutes have been up. Why is he getting minutes ever since January 30th? Something happened there?
Rudy Gay.
Yeah. Ah, okay. So now we're looking at 32, 33 minutes a night. Okay. You know, it's. I would take the under on the steals and blocks at his age. You know, what he did last year, I wouldn't count on that.
Yeah, they're way down. Yeah.
Yeah, you got Tolliver in REL, so that's a good one, too.
I've got these.
He's not a bad streamer in a 12er. I mean, he's a lot of categories.
He's getting steals. Tolliver, he got 3 steals the other night.
I gave him a nice contract, 30-year-old player. I mean, they'll probably finish him out the rest of the year.
Yeah, my REL team resting on the awesome wing play of Matt Barnes and Anthony Tolliver.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing you have to watch out for is if they decide to start playing young.
Without their name and without it saying Sacramento, their stat lines are kind of appealing.
Right. Yeah, sure. There's not really a whole lot of options. Maybe Malachi gets some minutes late. Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, the Kings are so annoying. Did you see that LeBron shot? That was one of the best GIFs I think I've made so far. That shot was crazy.
That was kind of vintage.
Oh, that was unbelievable. Amidst the love trade rumors and all that, man, that shot was crazy. Maybe we talked that last show, but I just saw the GIF again and had to bring it up.
Sounds like all the Cavs are getting DNP'd last night.
Yes, that's the plan. Apparently going into it, rest all 3 of them. I did want to mention, though, and you may have missed a window now with this DMP here, but LeBron playing so well and off a big shot. Now's the time to shop him, although you may be too late with the DMP now.
Oh, yeah, the stats have basically been the usual. Man, that's free throw percent. That's not pretty.
I know. So how can such a transcendent player not make free throws? It's crazy.
Practice.
Gonna work on my free throws. I got a Nike commercial to shoot.
Yeah, okay. Get the money, sure.
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't get paid free throw.
Yeah, that's true. That's not what he's paid for. He's paid to make shots like a fadeaway 3-pointer, which do you think he knew he was going glass when he shot it?
I'm trying to think of it in my head. I mean, it's not impossible. The angle wasn't terrible for it.
It wasn't, but...
Man. No, probably not.
yeah, he just missed it that bad. It went in perfect.
He was diving into the stands and threw it.
That was unbelievable. Jahlil Okafor, some rumors coming out that who are the people wanting to get him? The Bulls and the Pelicans, which I don't know what the Pelicans are doing. They want to move Brow back to the 4 again?
Yeah, and take some pressure off him.
Yeah, they've tried that before. I don't know, but he's...
Also hide. I mean, you can hide Okafor when you have someone like Brown next to him, too.
True, but 20 points, 8 rebounds, 2 blocks for Okafor's last game against the Spurs, which is pretty good. Actually made his free throws 10 for 11. I don't know. Embiid sounds like he's kind of close.
Yeah, I mean, the Sixers should probably sell. I mean, Noel's going to be a restricted free agent, so I still kind of assume he's the most likely to go.
Yeah, I figured he'd be gone. You might as well trade Okafor, too, and just kind of figure out backup center another way. Rashawn Holmes looks usable.
I mean, if you're just going cost analysis here, he's as good as any of them.
Yeah, so... What else we got? Oh, one thing I missed in my daily notes. I think I missed it. I was going real fast. Austin Rivers had a 10-assist game for the Clippers as they shocked the Poppycockers at the Garden with a run at the end. 7 points, 4 rebounds, 10 assists for Austin Rivers. Do you care?
Oh, that's not a very good game. You had 5 turnovers, didn't hit a free throw.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was pretty. The game before, 0 assists.
You know, he's still keeping your field goal percent down. Very few games with 50% or better field goals. Yeah, the assists have been okay, I guess. That's nice to see. Steals are still less than 1 a game. Once Chris Paul gets back, you got to assume this falls back down. I mean, it's okay. Sure, was he 52% owned? That's reasonable, I guess.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't own him anywhere. I'm kind of glad I don't.
Yeah. All right, couple more quick hitters since we got to get to Rudy. I kind of poo-pooed Trevor Booker some in his first little run. I didn't think the steals would keep up. But he looked really good, and I was buying more and more. And then all of a sudden, then Coach Asshat benches him. And, well, first he went on a downturn for a little bit, and then he got benched. But last 6 games have been really good. He's starting to look like he needs to be must-own again.
I dropped him. I'm not looking back.
Really? He's got double-doubles the past 3 games?
He'll get DNP'd. Healthy scratch, no problem. And they're already playing the youngsters, whatever they got, right? He's lost his starting job to who?
Rondae Hollis-Jefferson playing power forward for some reason.
Yeah, no, you're going to lose a game from him in the playoffs or two. He's not hitting 30 minutes anymore. They lose every night out, blowouts like half the time. Sure, maybe if you can stream him for a couple, it's okay, but I wouldn't bank on him giving you that production you need.
Well, I agree with that. If we see a downturn again, you just cut him. That's no big deal. But I thought that was interesting to note. It's not like we haven't seen him do it before this year. So.
No, it's a nice little stretch run.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's going to continue, especially since the minutes aren't really that great.
Would you rather Trevor Booker or Dwayne Dedmon if you're streaming for a big man?
Well, Dedmon is, straight blocks.
Yeah, only 1 block the last 3 games. I like him for the rebounds. 10-plus rebounds, 3 of the last 4. It's more rebounding.
Okay. Yeah, he's not killing your free throws because he's not taking many.
Yeah, lower turnovers.
You could go either way. I'd probably still stick with Booker.
Okay. I do...
But, once Powell gets back...
For sure. Yeah, this is a temporary thing till Powell's back, but I think he's in the mix. And then where would you rank Willie Cauley-Stein with these guys?
I mean, it's getting kind of interesting. I mean, I assume he's going to throw down a couple of dunks like that every night, right?
Oh, my God. Did you see that alley-oop?
Ridiculous.
That was preposterous.
He has momentum going towards the basket already, so the ball being behind him made it look, a lot further.
And the fact that, I think he barely grazed the rim. He just threw it in at the perfect angle, complete outstretched arm.
Yeah, he's still being the same guy that we thought he would be out of college. He's a low rebound, maybe a steal and a block, but not really, phenomenal at either.
Yeah, last game 14-5-4 with 1 block and only 24 minutes in a game where there was no Cousins because he got the 16th technical. How about that? The Kings beating the Celtics by 16 without DeMarcus Cousins. It's bizarre.
Yeah, someone thought they didn't have to show up that night.
Yeah, weird one. Last thing I want to mention, how happy are you that Brandon Ingram is starting? After our Ingram debates.
I mean, how did what's his name do for you the other night? Luol Deng.
Oh, he hit a 3-pointer.
All right.
Yeah, man, he got 3 rebounds. Don't you go saying that Luol Deng gave me nothing.
All Well, I was so confident that I, you know, told you.
I know.
You got him in your lineup.
No, I was
one
on,
for five shooting. All right, he helped my field goal percent. I'll take it.
It was low enough volume to, and I think I'm losing field goal. I think I'm losing field goal percentage, and you're losing free throw percentage, and then the rest of our cats and REL could still be up for grabs. But I've got Westbrook playing tonight, and that's gonna. He's only had one game thus far.
Oh, looks like I'm going to get Zeller back, though. That's kind of nice.
Oh, that's the same as a Westbrook game. Yeah.
Oh, rebounding.
I think Westbrook's going to out-rebound Zeller by a couple. At least.
I mean, I expect the minutes.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. It'll be close. We'll have a fun finish with that. We'll recap that next week. But yeah, 15 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists last time for Ingram. Only 27 minutes in that game, but it was a bad blowout loss. He was at 33 the previous two games. Still kind of blend. I mean, the turnovers are high. I know he's hitting his threes right now. I don't know if that continues. I still don't like his perimeter shot. I'm still kind of bleh on Ingram.
Yeah, he's got a ways to go. I think people will cool off on him next year, and I think he might actually be underdrafted next year.
Maybe. I'm just not a fan of his game.
People are going to look at the overall stat line and be very unimpressed.
Nah. Like, next year, would you rather have Brandon Ingram or Kent Bazemore?
Yeah, I'm going to be... Yeah, you know, come on. I got a second year. The progression from first year to second year is, you know, usually, like, the biggest there is for a player. So I'd probably take the gamble.
Okay. Well, I'll be unimpressed. I kind of doubt I'll have him a top 100 player.
Need that free throw percent, though. But on a punt free throw team, you know.
No, that's true. I would go a little higher. So, all right, Slim, let's go talk with Rudy and catch up on the Stocktonator. Joining us on the Razzball Basketball Podcast is the one, the only, the legend, the Rudy Gamble. What's up, man?
Yo. You know, I do think there is another Rudy Gamble. I think I Googled it once, but I think they're dead now.
You've taken their place.
It was like a really like old. It was like a really old person. Yeah, I know. Like I totally Dom Drapered them.
Oh my, yeah. I was thinking talented Mr. Ripley, but Dom Draper works too. You know.
Yeah. I mean, like they did not look like Jude Law. they looked. I don't know. I can't think of anything that would be like Jude Law plus like 50 years. Like his hairline where it is, but like everything else like aged.
That's like kind of Donald Trump.
Little bit. I mean, yeah, it's like that would be like a worse assassination of Jude Law than Chris Rock did that one time at the Oscars.
Good point. So you're here to talk about our brand new Razzball basketball tool, the Stocktonator.
Yeah, that only took like 42 emails to come up with that name. It was really natural.
What do you think the name of our tool should be? The Stocktonator. That's it. We had none other thrown out there. But...
There weren't really any good second places.
No, we bounced like nothing. Even was like kind of like that. It was just as soon as the Stocktonator was thrown out, we knew it. Assisting you with all of your fantasy needs.
It writes itself.
Exactly. So we love the Stocktonator. I've spent some warm, cozy nights in bed with the Stocktonator.
I think Karl Malone envies you. he keeps wanting, you know, like some, you know, he wishes he had something, you know, to be in bed with him, like whether it be like a little John Stockton or little Asian girl. I forgot. Was there something with Karl Malone?
Ooh.
And
no idea. I know that Jimmy Kimmel did a great impression.
I think that little Asian girl wasn't like coming out of my head. I think there's something. Well, again, you could go on the Google.
Yeah, I was about to say, as soon as you go after you Google Rudy Gamble, Google Karl Malone, little
I'm pretty
Asian
sure
girl.
There was something there.
So tell us about the Stocktonator. I'll throw it to you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my goal was to kind of extend what we do in baseball and football, and how do we help both our season-long visitors as well as anyone playing daily fantasy in fantasy basketball. There's you know, basketball, I think there's fewer options definitely than there are in football. And it is one that, I think basketball, the late breaking news adds a degree of difficulty to everything, but also just, you know, like the starting lineups just don't come out like they do in baseball. You know, they come out so late. So goal was, how do we do that? How do we, you know, deliver them, you know, the same quality we do in baseball and hoping for in football? I think we'll get there next year. It took a little longer than hoped. I was trying to get them out for, you know, opening day, but we ended up coming out in January. But it's on the positive, it's really done, I think, above expectations. Based on the testing I've done.
Yeah. So we've been testing against some other systems, and you know, we've been talking back and forth about ways we can keep improving. And we want you to check it out. If you go to the tools section on Razzball, check out the Stocktonator. All the links there. You can see weekly projections for each of the next 7 days. And as we go through some of this now with Rudy, but if you have feedback and thoughts you want, please put it on all the posts. And check it out, because it's completely free. We want you to use it. Give us your feedback so we can have the Stocktonator assist you as best as possible.
Most def. So I'd ask JB, what kind of questions you have for the for the bot?
All right, I already know some of the answers, but I'll be the collective Razzball basketball audience, and I'll pitch them to you. Okay.
All right, just tone it down to like a PG-13.
Can the Stocktonator be in a hot tub with me?
It might lead to electrocution.
All right, so tell us a little bit about what are some of the biggest determining factors, negative or positive, for a player that is projected to you know, just overall points. What are some of the factors that go into their projection?
So, I mean, I think the base of everything is minutes. In this case, basketball is actually pretty similar to football. That the first thing you want to make sure of is what their playing time is.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball may be the closest thing is where they are in the starting lineup, but I think it's of a lesser thing. The Stocktonator is looking at past stats, you know, all been researched and lots of regression and other statistical methods to determine exactly what the value is of past games. And it's, you know, you're starting with kind of the, think of this per 36 minute skill base of, you know, what do I expect for points, rebounds, assists, blocks, turnovers. Next, you're looking at, you know, what's this player's status today? Are they starting? If the lineup's in, it's a confirmed start, or are they potentially on the bench? And the model tries to, you know, if the lineups aren't in, tries its best to figure out what the case is, because that drives minutes. What's their status for the game? So with basketball, you're going to have, you know, healthy, probable, questionable, doubtful, and out. And the reasons for out are everything from rest to illness to Jabari Parker's
too soon.
ACL.
Too soon.
I'm not saying it in a jovial manner. Why can't we all want to see Milwaukee kind of just have everyone healthy?
They're getting there. Not healthy wise, but
Middleton comes back, they lose one.
Yeah, that was two quarters later after Middleton makes his season debut, they lose Parker. Unbelievable.
Right. So the injury stuff has a factor, although, you know, I think for anyone who watches basketball, things like it's kind of weird that they use very similar terms to football and they don't have anywhere close to saying like a questionable player always plays in football.
Yeah.
And in basketball, it's the complete wild card. And I can tell, like yesterday, I seem to be extremely bearish on Draymond Green. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, like I think if you have any alternative, do not play a questionable.
Yeah, that's something I think, you know, all the daily fantasy players, anyone that's questionable, unless you can sit there and have options. Yeah, some sites allow you to do changes as the slates go on, but some don't as soon as the first game locks.
Yeah. So now the next adjustments that would come in, so you say, this is the player, these are the minutes, and then, you know, you're then there's like kind of a forcing function that's going in to make sure the team only has 240 minutes plus a little bit extra for potentially for OT. So the smaller the spread, you get a little bit more minutes. Next, you're looking at the opponent defense and the opponent's average possessions, and that's helping to determine, you know, what the pace is going to be. So, you know, if you have, and then how good is the opponent defense, and you're adjusting up, down things like shooting percentage. And yeah, those are the major things that, you know, I do look at Vegas. Before looking at the Vegas points, I basically have a point projection for each thing, for each team. It's close. It's not perfect to Vegas. Vegas is a little better, as you'd expect, you know, because otherwise I'd be moving my family to Vegas. hanging with Sheldon Alderson and trying to convert him to be more left. And try to get him back and build a football stadium. So there's a slight adjustment looking at Vegas, but it tends to be real small. And that's it. I think, the goals, a system that, if you say at 6:54 p.m. Eastern, that, like today there is a, ridiculous thing where I think the whole Cavaliers team was going to take a rest. Mm-hmm. And then it decided, nah, we'll play them. That the system has to, automatically adjust. It's not like there's like some that I'm sitting there in front of a computer and making these tweaks in Excel, and at the last minute the system is dynamic enough that it you say this guy's out, this guy's starting, it adjusts everything accordingly. And that even includes things like, there's only so many shots a team can have. Mm-hmm. So if you're replacing one of those guys that never shoots, and you replace them with, like a chucker, it's going to adjust, the rest of the team accordingly.
That's really cool. I'm ruining some podcast magic by, we talked about, I've recorded with Slim already. We talked about how the Cavs are benching everyone, and then it came out when I record with you that they're not benching everyone. And that's what happens when you record a podcast at night and post it in the morning.
there you go.
So we fixed it now. So, so question. So say a player is ruled out an hour or two before tip. Will it then adjust the player off the bench to take that role? Can you find those guys that are going to fill in the holes in lineups and have them be last minute DFS options?
Yeah, so it's a great question. And I think that's the biggest learning curve I've had, because you could always look at past games and model things like, a guy's 3-point shooting percentage 20 games ago versus 60 games ago. What does each tell you? With the assumption the 20 games ago is worth more, but can't be worth that much more. It's still the same person, unless they went to like San Antonio camp. where was I going with that? With minutes and stuff like that, there is logic that it's kind of this like loop that says, okay, does it look like I have five starters? And there's some kind of simple logic it's looking at, particularly looking for guys that are like no brainers. So, as long as DeMar DeRozan is like healthy or questionable. Even the questionable, it's like he's going to say he starts. Might discount the minutes if he's questionable, but DeRozan has to be a starter. And it's looking and saying, I need five guys. If there's like six, it's looking for reasons to boot one out. If there's four or three, it's looking for guys to move up. But, but there's a certain point where it's like, if a guy has not started in like the last 10 games, and he's not historically a starter, it's not going to just bring him up. And the way to think of it is like, okay, well, bringing up to starter could be like a 10-minute boost. Do you really want to take that chance when it's clearly not a 100% chance he does? So it's almost, you know, so now if I – so there's games where I'll just have four starters and all the bench minutes will kind of lift up. And everything kind of gets – you know, the best way to think about bench minutes is like it's kind of – it's a bit on the proportional side. There is some – it does look a little bit at position. But you know, like if let's say there's 10 more minutes to a lot, it doesn't just spread them out evenly. It's going to give the best bench guy more minutes than like, you know, the 10th man or 11th man.
Yeah.
So you're not going to, you don't have to worry about like, yeah, like some scrub who's had six straight DNPs suddenly becoming 10 minutes because, you know, because the Cavs benched three guys. The reality is that if, you know, the Cavs did rest three guys, you know, like what would normally be their 8 or 9 man rotation, like that the top five are going to play like crazy minutes, like 30 to 35 each. Yeah. And yeah, and maybe there's like a, but the 12th guy still isn't going to get real minutes.
yeah, for sure. So some awesome logic behind that. I think you kind of answered this earlier, but people may ask, in case they don't read the top disclaimer on the rules, but how often does the Stocktonator update?
That's something that's been changing consistently for the better. You know, one of our writers on the baseball and football side, Malamoney, has been helping me out. And we've got it now where, you know, it's updating every like half hour during the day. But from 6:30 to 7, particularly, it's like every 5 minutes. Damn. And it's synced with a news feed that is looking for, you know, guys that are out, guys that are confirmed playing. So, if I find out a questionable guy's playing, I'm not going to – his minute discount's completely gone. And then after 7 p.m. Eastern, it's still running, you know, like every half hour or so. So for something like a Draymond Green, if you were playing a late game stack or you had some type of late game swap action, even in like a season long, I don't, you know, doubtful, but it did correct itself. But it's kind of thinking, okay, well, I better, yeah, but it's really that 6:30 to 7 right now where it's on like hyperspeed. And yeah, because all the QA, the testing I've been doing against other systems, there's always that one or two players that it's driven by news. And I think today would have been the Cavs lineup.
Yeah.
And I looked and, you know, based on like, you know, before 7 o'clock Eastern. Yeah. I had those three guys, the system had as playing full minutes. Now we'll see. That seems like the best guess, but you know, for all, you know, maybe they play like 20 minutes. I don't know. Maybe yeah. Like Russell Westbrook does like a Sonic the Hedgehog and like knocks them all out and then gathers like 50 coins.
Gathers
I don't
lots wait, of I forgot, coins.
What did Sonic gather? Like it was the coins Super Mario. I just remember like he'd make this really high pitched, you know, sound. You know,
I know the like screaming, screeching kind of sound.
Stuff.
Well, weren't
but
they like
really
they were
really
gold
what he,
rings
what,
too? Weren't they? They were
rings?
Coins. I think
yeah.
So.
I don't. Yeah, I mean, like it's just it's so hard to understand why would that be a hedgehog's motivation.
That's a good question. It's
I mean,
a very,
not that anyone's like, you know, I had a plumber over. You know what I don't have anymore in my house? Coins and mushrooms, all gone.
I don't know if anyone's
taking Italian plumbers like at you every time.
I don't know if there's ever been these deep philosophical questions for Sonic the Hedgehog, but maybe we should start that.
Yeah, it'll be a new thing. It'll be like taking all the fun out of your childhood.
All right, I thought of something just now, and I'm putting you completely on the spot, Rudy. Are you ready?
All these
for
questions have been on the spot. We didn't rehearse this.
Well, no, I've got something that we haven't ever talked about ever for this, but I have a thought for you. What if there was a like a page or a part of the tool that said biggest changes in points plus or minus the last 24 hours?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty straightforward because I just have to, I could take the morning one. I just have to figure out what to connect it to.
Yeah.
Now, what's the base? If the base is just, okay, this was at 12 o'clock Eastern, 2 p.m.? But that said, it could just be in the DFS and you could sort by it. Mm-hmm. So that could give you kind of your up-down guy. I mean, one question that would be for you and the readers is, so right now I just remove anyone with 0 minutes that I project. So that would be anyone that's been marked out or anyone I think's a complete do not play. You know, I've seen other services include them in there. What would be most helpful?
So to include them in the big list of players just with zeros?
Yeah.
I think you can probably just leave them out. I don't see, the only reason to own most of those guys is in dynasty leagues or something like that, and I don't think you're expecting them to play.
Right. So I only ask that because, I mean, obviously the biggest drops are going to be guys that went from playing to out. So would it be one where it's like, okay, well, if the guy was supposed to play in the morning and then is marked out, is he included? But a guy who, I don't know, Jabari Parker. Like, you don't need to put him in for, 12 months.
Oh, too soon, Rudy! What are you doing to us?
I forget that you're a Milwaukee man.
No, not the Bucks. It's only the Brewers, which is weird, I know. But I grew up a Hornets fan, and then they left, and then I just got disenfranchised with the NBA in general until fantasy got me back.
Understood. So... yeah, so I think, that's something we could work on in terms of kind of guys that are have kind of moved like that. I know with one of the things we have in there I update somewhat infrequently, but I don't think it's the ownership percentages in Stockton. So one of the key things that you get is that, okay, well, I don't know. Yeah, we don't have somebody that knows who's available in your league. But, just being able to filter and say, give me guys with less than 70% ownership, which is something that anyone who's familiar with the baseball tools knows to do, makes life a lot easier because it's like, okay, well, why don't you pick up this guy? Everyone has him. I can't just pick up Kristaps. Okay, well, maybe it finds a Michael Carter Wallace on a random start day.
Mm-hmm.
So for DFS, maybe it's one of those things like, okay, this guy's that moved quickly and maybe he's going to have low ownership.
Exactly. So if we could get those kind of changes, especially right before tip, I know it won't benefit RCL leagues that much because they're daily tomorrow format.
It is, we do have, yeah, so that one of the fast mover status, but we do have we do carry the next 7 days, so even for daily tomorrow that is something where we do have matchup data. All the calculations are done. The only difference from what I the litany of stuff I went through before is we don't have Vegas lines. Those take those aren't until some time in the morning of the game. But like I said, that's a real minor one. But so things like rebounds, assists, steals, all those stuff kind of stays the same. Getting the minutes right, it ends up being so big because, you get the opponent defense. You think about whoever had to face Cleveland today, the opponent defense went from putrid to very good in a couple minutes.
Yeah, for sure. So check out the Stocktonator. Put your thoughts on the tool, things you want to see, things you want to change in comments. Did you have something else?
Yeah, I have one more thing.
Sure.
Our friends at DraftCrunch, which is a great lineup optimizer tool, now has Rasball on in their as one of their options. There's a free 10-day trial. If you play DFS, I can't recommend enough checking out our projections through an optimizer. It really just changes the way you think. If you like it, that tool I can't give away for free. I definitely recommend at least trying it out there.
All right. Do you want to put that in our link somewhere, saying then maybe we could put that on the tools link? I don't know if you wanted to link to it, but
Maybe we'll do that. I've been doing it via social media, but Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, and we'll talk more offline on that. So, like I said, check out the Stocktinator. Give us comments on all the articles, this podcast post, and whatnot, and what you want, what you don't like, things that you think you'd like to see. It's going to be a ton of fun. I think our audio at some point in our conversation caught a little bit of the Gamble Juniors, so we'll let you get back to that and get back to tweaking the Stocktinator tomorrow and for the future. So thanks for coming on, Rudy. Really appreciate it, and we look forward to the Stocktinator assisting us for the years to come.
Yep, Stocktinator. Yeah, as if it only has the same length of career as John Stockton.
I know, and the same length as the shorts. I tried my best to do the short shorts. I think I did pretty well.
I think you did a wonderful job on the GIF.
All right, thanks, man. All right, we'll have you on sometime down the road. We'll probably talk the Stocktinator as we're getting into the 17-18 season. And talk about that when we're launching the season. But until then, take it easy. Have a good year on baseball. We'll talk to you down the road. Thanks, Rudy, for joining our show. Slim, are you excited?
That was quick.
Why are you going to ruin the podcasting magic with my editing skills?
Magic of television nor radio.
Excited to use the Stocktinator more and more. It's something I need to pull into the post more, talking comments more. I'm really excited to use it. So, taking a look at tonight's games, we've got 9 on the slate on a busy Friday night. The Heat, if they don't continue their win streak to 13 going at Brooklyn, I'll be really disappointed.
No, I think we'll chalk this one up.
You'll chalk it up as a W?
Yeah.
Are you guaranteeing a victory?
How far do we have to get to the the streak that the other Miami Heat had?
It was like 30 something. It was a long time.
Yeah, it was. I think we came up like one short of the record, something like that.
Yeah, it was a long one.
One short of the record. No, wait. Third overall, 27.
27.
Yeah, Golden State at 28, Lakers at 33.
Man. Well, let's hope they get it. That would be ridiculous if the Heat did that and then turned into like a 4 seed or something in the playoffs.
They have every right to be thinking about the playoffs right now.
I know. Unbelievable.
Great. But you don't know what's up with Waiters. That's still a bit up in the air.
He's got a cankle right now, right?
Yeah.
Well, you'll be getting Josh Richardson back at some point. You got Tyler Johnson right now.
Yeah, Richardson's traveling, so he did some practicing. He shouldn't be too far off.
I got the Nuggets of the Poppycockers. That should be hilarious.
Brothers Hernan Gomez.
Hernan Gomez versus Hernan Gomez.
I mean, they both should play, so there's that.
Yeah.
Minutes each one gets, yeah. I mean, it would be nice to see one of them dunk on the other. I don't really care which.
Like when Brolo posterized it, Rolo.
That's absolutely. That's
fantastic.
You know he's got it in his house. Like, I know. You know, fight him over for dinner. You know he's got to see it.
We've got 2 good potential playoff matchups. We've got the Pacers going at the Wizards. That could be like a 3-6 or 4-5 or something like that. The Wizards had that crazy home streak until LeBron hit the crazy horse shot. But that should be a good one. Pretty good pace.
Yeah, I mean, some people play pig, but okay, horse is all right.
Who plays pig? So little time. I mean, 3 shots?
You got 10 people playing. You might want to play pig.
Okay, that's fine. And then a potential playoff matchup in the West, with the Warriors going at the Grizzlies. Nothing really to add there. Just, you know, I don't think the Grizzlies' defense is going to slow down the Warriors too much.
No, they should be well rested after benching a bunch of guys the other day.
Yeah, true. So that should be a good one. That's pretty much highlights I've got for games there.
Oh, wait, you got some Minnesota. We got somebody playing for LaVine now, right?
Oh, that's right. I meant to put that in the earlier part of the show. Lance Stevenson got a 10-day deal. What did he? He did, like, nothing.
20 minutes. He played 20
minutes. He got 20
minutes?
I didn't realize it was that much.
The rotation.
Well, I knew he was going to be in the rotation. But
I mean, yeah, he had to leapfrog Rush.
Yeah. Well, Shabazz took a lot of the extra scoring. 6 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist for Stevenson.
Shabazz guarding a guard is asking a lot.
Yeah, I just meant he got a lot of the shots. He scored 22 points. I kind of like Shabazz as a pickup. If you need scoring.
Yeah. Six man, that's perfect for him.
Yeah.
But, you know, deeper league, you know, he could be something there for Lance.
That's a good
It's a good spot.
All right. And then the other 10-day deal was Derek Williams to the Cavs, which he may have scored 20 points by the time you listen to this because the Cavs are benching yeah, everyone.
That's true. He's going to get his minutes.
Yeah. So that should be interesting. So a couple signings there.
Over under on, let's say, 12 three attempts for Korver tonight. Yes, last night.
I mean, I'll go under. 12 is a lot.
He hit 8 the other night.
He was 8 for 9, though.
Three are out.
He still only shot 9. I mean, he likes to take his mid-range a little bit right now.
That's right. He's got that field goal percent to worry about.
Yeah. I'll go under, but it's going to be a lot.
Oh. Okay. He's going to take a lot of them.
All right. Well, Don, you're going to try to sucker a 0.5-point board bet, aren't you?
I mean, I could have said 10, but yeah, I made sure I had that little safety net going.
All right, so top 10 scorers, Westbrook, Isaiah, Harden, Cousins, DeRozan, Davis, Lillard, LeBron, Durant, Kawhi Leonard. And I'm actually going to use the Stocktonator to see who their first pick would be. Was Curry in there? Wow, Curry at 11th. The Stocktonator likes him against Memphis for 25.5 points. I don't know, Stocktonator. I think I'm going to go with my gut, especially since I got another point with CJ McCollum. I put an end to your little mini run there.
Okay. Now, I got to check this real quick. Did you say Giannis in there?
What? Did I say Giannis in the top 10? No. He's 16th.
Okay, well, yeah, with Jabari gone, yeah, I think.
Well, you're not first. I haven't made my pick yet.
You just said you did.
No, I said the Stocktonator picks. That's what the Stocktonator has.
I thought you said you were going back to CJ. Oh, he's not even playing tonight.
No, I said CJ got me the point last time. No. Oh, trying to pigeonhole my picks. You know what? Giannis is sounding pretty good. You know what? I'm gonna let you have Giannis because I have a feeling the Bucks win by maybe they won't without Jabari. I don't know. I'll let you have Giannis. Is that who you want? I'll let you go first. I'll be a gentleman. this really fell apart.
No one's ever accused you of that. Huh?
All right, you're going Giannis.
Yeah, why not? He's gonna blow up again. Come on, it's the Lakers. We're gonna what, Ingram defense? Is that what we're doing here?
You know what? I'm gonna go with the Stocktonator. I know it's not a good matchup, but the Stocktonator likes him for 25.5 points, which is actually above his season average. So the Stocktonator likes something about Curry going at Memphis. I'm gonna go with the Stocktonator.
Hey, you shouldn't have to worry about a blowout.
That's true.
You should get your good 30-something minutes out of him.
It should be a close game. Yeah, Stocktonator has him for 33.3 minutes, so. Yep, should be a good one. So there's our 30-point challenge picks. As always, check out the Stocktonator, the tools section, to look at some options there. And
With Levine down, you know, Cat or Wiggins, those become pretty obvious ones too.
Yeah, Cat, they have at Stocktonator has at 23.8. They think he's going to be the fifth highest scorer, and Wiggins the seventh. So without Levine's points there, they're. Stockton
going against New Orleans in Minnesota. Yeah, there's going to be some shots up.
Yeah, so yep, check out the Stocktonator. Also, of course, check out and make your 30-point challenge picks on this podcast post, basketball.rasball.com. It'll be one of the top posts and put your picks on there. You can check the board on the podcast tab, JB versus Slim 30-point challenge. Alright Slim, real quick, we're going to take a look at some movies. I took a nice step forward in the Fantasy Movie League. I had the, I thought I had first. Oh, because they changed to the best, because Hidden Figures ended up winning Best Cinema. So someone taught me there. But I had the second highest. Still trying to catch with Nico Cola for the season. He's got a lead on me by about, what is it, about 28 million. I'm coming for you, Nico Cola.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of these movies that are out. There's actually a couple I want to see.
I know. This is they're saying that a lot of movies didn't get released last week because it's Super Bowl weekend. Not as many people go out to movies, so this week they're bringing them back. I know you're excited for 50 Shades Darker.
That's one of them.
I know. Yeah, you're excited for that one.
John Wick 2.
Yeah, what'd you think of the first John Wick?
I mean, it's, you know, you can't go at it thinking you're going to get some, you know. Yeah, it was okay. Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
They enjoy their muscle cars.
Yeah, it was slick. I liked it.
Leguizamo did not last long. Spoiler alert.
A lot of people didn't last long at that one.
No, I enjoyed Batman's character in the Lego movie, and if they do a full movie of kind of an asshole Batman, then yeah, that's PG, okay.
I still haven't seen the Lego movie.
Oh yeah, he's not a very nice guy, that Batman.
I need to get on that. I finished the OA. Did you ever watch it?
Voiced by Will Arnett, by the way.
Oh yeah, I think I knew that.
Classic. No, I still haven't started it.
It's worth watching, but the end was, man, they really tried to toe that line of, do I like this or is this the dumbest thing that I've ever actually watched? It really started towing that line, especially the last one with some contrived parts and a couple things that were just like, I don't know.
Okay, that's not the most ringing endorsement.
I know. I think the final episode, I was expecting, they could have made that season finale so much better. But, what do I know?
Okay. I mean, I'm going to have to watch it. I heard, you know, half dozen people talking about it. Yeah, yep. It needs to happen.
We were going back and forth, and the wife was letting me watch that one with her, and then she's watching the Lemony Snicket, which I'm watching with her. I never got into the books, but man, Neil Patrick Harris is awesome in it.
Okay, yeah, okay, sure.
I never saw the movie, but where it was Jim Carrey as the Count Olaf guy.
Okay, was it Carrey?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a long time ago, but... Yeah, that's good. Any movies or shows from you?
Nothing really. Nothing really jumps out at me.
Is Shameless still good?
Oh, we're in off season right now.
Oh, I don't know why.
There's not a bunch of shows to come back.
Yeah, okay.
I think your slate of shows are about to come back.
Yeah, I know. Silicon Valley's April. That's the one I actually looked up. And they usually back that on Game of Thrones, so I guess...
I look forward to John Oliver this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure...
He's had many months off, and
he's had some time off, yeah. Those shows have some good fodder to chew on right now. Dude, the last SNL was great.
Yeah, that is amazing.
That was...
That Spencer thing is unbelievable.
That was fantastic. That whole episode was one of the best I've ever seen of SNL. I mean, just top down, it had funny sketches.
Yeah, I know. You're a big Kristen Stewart fan.
I'm not, but she dropped an F-bomb accidentally on live TV, and it was hilarious. She was like... This is going to be a great show. Oh, sure. Everyone laughed at this.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
It was funny. It was a good episode. I mean, it wasn't Kristen Stewart carrying it. It was just good writing and a fun episode.
Yeah. I saw the first half hour of it.
Yeah. So good stuff there. If you haven't checked it out, check out some skits from that. I thought it was funny. So.
Yeah, that is absolutely going to be a recurring character.
Yeah. I certainly hope so. All right, Slim, we got to hop out of here for the weekend. I hope everyone is locked and loaded for a good rest of your week. Good luck to your fantasy teams and matchups. That is to everyone except for you, Slim. You're going down in REL.
What about my other leagues?
I don't really care about your other leagues right now. All I care about is beating you in REL.
Wait, what? Hold on. I had to look up. What? Alfred is coming off the bench for CJ Watson?
What? They're putting Alfred off the bench again? Oh, that is so dumb.
Nice. Okay.
Now, the only positive I can have for this is, oh my god, they're starting Hazonia for Aaron Gordon.
Yeah. How many touches is Fournier going to get?
Yeah, they're just, yeah, so I like Fournier a lot. This will give Fournier a lot of touches, and Alfred succeeded off the bench earlier. It's not the worst thing in the world.
No, I guess. It's just CJ Watson.
He's had some decent games.
We completely swapped. You were the one clowning him earlier.
It's because the move actually worked for Peyton's fantasy value. Well, that's all I really care about.
Okay, yeah, okay, sure. What was wrong with Aaron Gordon? Is it nothing too bad, I hope?
He's got a foot thing. I don't think it's long term, but I'm not sure.
Oh, and Jeff Green is out. Yeah. Nope. Yeah, never mind.
Magic are falling apart.
It's okay. I mean, Fournier, whew.
Yeah.
Be getting 6 to 8 assists a game, I imagine, if this continues.
Let's hope so, man. I hope he has a good second half, because we really liked him coming into this year.
He's been okay. I think when he went down, that really hurt.
Yeah, it did.
Having some trouble coming back from that.
The virgin coming back off losing his virginity. Well, that makes no sense.
Could be a reason to tick slower.
That's a good point. All right, man, we got to get out of here. I hope everyone has a good weekend. We'll catch you next week. Let's slip. I'll catch you next week.